Atlantic Highlands Harbor Commission, Tuesday, January 7th, 7 p.m., 101st Avenue, Atlantic Highlands. This meeting is in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act by virtue of the annual scheduled notice of January 3rd, 2024. Copy of the notice has been posted on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall. Copy of the notice is also on file in the Borough Clerk's Office. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. This is our reorganization meeting. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasotto? Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Here.
Mr. Kraus?
Here.
Mr. Sawyer?
Here.
Mr. Sutton?
Here.
Mr. Wall?
Here. Please stand for a pledge of allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. So we have 9 resolutions that we'll be voting on today, and after the reorganization meeting, we'll adjourn, and we'll the regular Harbor meeting for January will follow immediately thereafter. So number one would be the chairman.
I'll move that we reappoint Commissioner Thomas Wall.
Second.
As our chair through 2025 and up until the 2026 reorganization meeting.
Second.
Second.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Vice Chairman.
I'll move that we appoint Commissioner Michael Curry as our Vice Chairman for 2025 and up through the 2026 reorganization meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Resolution number 3, CFO Treasurer.
I'll move that we appoint Ricardo Llanos as our Chief Financial Officer.
Second.
Okay.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Resolution number 4, Harbor Treasurer, Secretary, Client Services Representative.
I will move that we appoint Jessica McLean as our Harbor Commissioner, Treasurer, Secretary, and Client Service Representative.
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. A roll call.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. The number 5, official newspapers.
I'll move that we designate the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times as our official newspapers.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Number 6, designation of depositories for the Harbor Commission.
I'll move that we designate Wells Fargo Bank, the Bank of America, Ocean First Bank, Valley Bank, Citizens Bank, and TD Bank as our designated depositories.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Number seven, annual schedule of harbor commission meetings for 2025.
I'll move that, select the first Tuesday of every month in 2025, with the exception of July, which would be the second Tuesday, July 8th, and also that our reorganization meeting in 2026 will be on January 6th.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Thank you, Allison. Roll call, please.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Number eight, appointment of the harbor commission attorney.
I'll move that we appoint Gregory Cannon of the law firm of Cannon and McGuinn as our harbor commission attorney.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. The last resolution in the reorganization meeting is appointment of the engineer, harbor commission engineer.
I'll move that we appoint CME Associates as our primary harbor engineer, and that we also approve ARH Associates and Conyers Engineering and Design as a pool of engineers that we would be able to use.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes.
I'll move to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Reorganization meeting is adjourned. The regular meeting. Before we start, I'd like to thank everybody, all the commissioners, the council representatives, and welcome back, Allison, and Vito as well. And I'd like to wish everybody a happy new year, and I'd like to thank the people that take the time to come to our meetings and contribute. It's part of what makes the harbor a success. And the things that are brought up at the meetings really help either affirm what we're doing or take another look at certain things. And I think that this past year, some of the items that have been brought up have had a big impact, a very positive impact. So I want to thank the commissioners for the personal time that they spend in making this success. And once again, it's the residents and people in the public who come and contribute. So thank you. All right, the regular meeting. A roll call.
Mr. Colasargo? Ms. Forbes?
Here.
Mr. Curry?
Here.
Mr. Kraus?
Here.
Mr. Sawyer?
Here.
Mr. Sutton?
Here.
Mr. Wall?
Here. Administration, the approval of December 3rd, 2024 regular meeting minutes. I need a motion.
I'll second.
Thank you. A roll call, please.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes, as long as Jessica puts a K on the end of Mary Trank's name.
Okay. Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Payment of bills from December 12, 2024 in the amount of $206,040.13.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. There are no consent agenda items. Committee reports. Finance, Mr. Curry.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the year, we finished up flat compared to 2023. Most of that was due to a slow December in collections for the upcoming season and the slow fishing season we had this past summer and fall. We do anticipate this January to be a better month to pick up some of those slag in December collections, and budget was on pace for the year. That is all I have.
Thank you. Leases, Commissioner Kraus.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Before I get to the specific leases, since I have arbitrarily deemed the fishing report as part of the lease report because it's so important to our many of our tenants, have some good news in that although there was a possibility that there would be some shutdown of the striper season in 2025, either a no harvest period or a not even allowed to pursue that particular species. That's not what the Atlantic States Commission decided recently, due to the fact that they agreed that the biomass is increasing, not as fast as they would like, and also that the summer harvest reports were on the low side, so it's not a big hit to the biomass. So they decided to wait for the fall reports and then make a decision in the fall of 2026, fall of 2025 for 2026. Excuse me. The one disturbing issue was that the meeting started with a proposal to have a no harvest period from November to December. Not surprisingly, the states from Maine to Rhode Island voted in favor of that. Everybody south of that, New York to Virginia, voted against it. Coincidentally, the fish have already migrated south of Rhode Island by November. So it was, it's become a regional battle, which is very unfortunate that not everybody wants to participate in conservation efforts together. So, getting to some more direct leasing issues. In this coming year, the Yacht Club lease expires at the end of 2025. They do have a five-year option left in their lease. They are looking at moving ahead with their deck, so I would not be surprised if they tell us that they want, that they're exercising their option early and want to negotiate a longer term lease, given that they will be making a substantial investment. A couple of people at their change of watch on January 1st indicated that might be a possibility. So stay tuned for that. Shore Casino, their lease expires in 2 years, January 31, 2027. They actually have an additional five-year option after that. The tenant's realtor contacted the chair in December for a meeting and then abruptly canceled the meeting due to some personal issues. We're not sure why. We don't know why they called a meeting, but they've requested that we meet sometime after the new year, and we're still waiting for an invitation. And we will certainly take that meeting and see what their issues might be. Okay, now that the big thing on the agenda tonight is the C Street lease. We basically have an agreement. It was I think one of the friendliest negotiations I've ever been involved in. But when you look at it, there are two parties where it really makes sense for us to be together. They don't really have another place to go, and we don't have somebody who can pay $500,000 a year in rent. They, we agreed that we would roll the bait shop into their main lease and terminate the assignment of the bait shop, which actually runs to the end of this year. So we would terminate, one of the things we'll be proposing is that we terminate the bait shop lease assignment that runs to the end of this year and then just roll the rent into the main C Street lease. A couple of things that C Street told us about during the negotiations that they have done is that they actually got a grant for $1.2 million from the, I think it's Department of Transportation of the federal government, to do some improvements at the dock, where they keep their boats. Those improvements are things that probably the harbor eventually would have to get involved in and pay for. So they've saved us a great deal of money in that respect. They are renovating the bait shop and into a ticket office. Spending a significant amount of money for that. They are planning on building a bus shelter type waiting area on the concrete pad behind the on the deck restaurant where the I think the ice house used to be.
Yes.
And then finally, if you all remember, we approved a participating in a grant that they received for $55 million to purchase some electric ferries and put in some infrastructure to repower those boats. And by the way, Mr. Sawyer was kind enough to send me a newsletter from the county congratulating C Street on receiving the grant, which I found kind of humorous because the grant required a government body to be the name on the grant, and for whatever reason, and probably because of the controversy over the Belford stop, the county withdrew on the Friday before the Monday that the grant was due, and the Harbor Commission stepped in and put our name on the grant so that they could get it. So they were very pleased that we were able to do that. And, you know, thank you, Mr. Wall and Mr. Farragina, for jumping on that and getting all the ducks in a row legally that we were able to do that. And then we ratified that sometime in the last year. So all that said, I think I'll just best way to describe what our deal that the lease committee and C Street have come up with is that we both thought that a reasonable floor on rate increases would make sense, and we came to 3%. C Street was very concerned about the possibility that inflation would flare up again and wanted a cap of 5%. We also, on the lease committee, were very concerned about inflation and thought, well, you know, if inflation goes over 5%, there's not much the harbor can do about it. So we suggested that the cap basically be the greater of 5% or whatever C Street could raise their rates. And they were willing to go along with that, and there were some other nuances on how that would be calculated and what would happen if they raised the rates in the middle of the year, et cetera. But I think we worked out a fair deal. So in 2025, even with a 3% increase, our rent from Sea Street, including the bait shop, would be $494,017. In November, the consumer price index went up 3.3% per annum. If it holds at that level, we'll be up a few more dollars, $495,456. But anyway, we're pretty much guaranteed a minimum of $494,000 per year in 2025. Mr. Cannon has reviewed the documents. He's also drafted a lease termination for the assignment of the bait shop. Just want to see if does anybody have any questions on any of this? If not, I would appreciate a motion to approve that agreement, including the termination of the bait shop.
And Jim, before we go, I'd like to say a few things with regards to the lease and Sea Streak. Sea Streak, 5 years ago, signed a brand new lease. Unfortunately, it was a month before COVID, and they were really, really dramatically impacted financially. Today, still to this day, they're about 75% back to where they were, but they literally had no revenue for about 2 years. And during that time, they've never come to us for concessions. And when we started this lease process, Mr. Krause says it was a friendly negotiations. It was a friendly negotiation because it was almost like a true partnership where, you know, a lot of our leases are maybe even 4% or whatever, but when you're talking this kind of money, a percent makes a difference. And although they were looking for a lot less than 3, needless to say, they came up to where we were looking to get, and we worked together. And it's the relationship that they have with the harbor manager and the daily processes that happen at down at the harbor and the boats. So I appreciate all the hard work, Jim, and the amount of time that you spent. Mr. Farragina was involved as well, and so was Curtis Sawyer as well. And I really think it was a great opportunity for us to secure this type of a lease for another 5 years. So thank you for the hard work. And go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just thought that part was important that the people understand that, you know, for 2 or 3 years, they, pardon the term, but they were dead in the water. And and you're talking millions of dollars that they lost. And I know they did get a little bit of government help, but nothing to compensate for the amount of money that they lost. They keep our property as immaculate as possible. The improvements they're making to the bait shop, I think everyone's going to be impressed. I saw the plans. So once again, I just want to acknowledge Sea Street being not only a tenant, but a really almost a full-time partner with the city of Atlantic Islands. Borough of Atlantic Islands, sorry. Okay, Jim, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, but before, thank you so much for that, I agree. I just have a very quick question, which is what's the timeline for the bus shelter-style structure? Do you know when they...
That I don't know. Tom, do you know where?
I do not know.
Who?
There's, right now, they're still working out the particulars on it. So
okay.
There is no timeline right now.
More
their main concentration is that ticket office.
Okay. Thank you.
Done.
Back to you, Jim.
Okay, then I guess the motion I'm looking for is a, that we approve a five-year lease with a 3% minimum increase of, greater of 3% or the consumer price index with a cap of 5% or the greater of their rate increase, and also termination of the inclusion of the bait shop premises in their lease, and termination of the assignment of the bait shop lease that would have run to the end of 2025.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes.
I just want to say, for the public's benefit, the approval here is essentially an approval of the commission, a recommendation to the borough's governing body, who has the ultimate authority to enter into the lease, and this will be heard at another public meeting, you know, with the lease intact there as well.
Which might be Monday night, Mr. Perugina?
13th, I believe. 7 p.m.
Monday night.
13th at 7 p.m. Mr. Kraus, if you have the ability to attend in case there's any questions, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay, great. Thank you. Committee reports, personnel, Commissioner Sawyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. Operations, Commissioner Sutton.
No report, Commissioner Chairman.
Clean Marina, Council Representative Ms. Forbes.
It's very windy down there.
Thank you very much for your report.
You were cold?
Special events, Mr. Kraus.
Yes, we have received a request for four different events, all of which occur this summer. I have not been able to speak with Mr. Colasurdo, so we can easily push those off to the February meeting.
Okay. I have one other item. It's not part of the special events, but we were asked, and it's not something we need to vote on. I just want to make sure everyone is okay. They've been doing it for years. Mother Debbie from the Stone Church has informed us that they plan on distributing ashes on Ash Wednesday down on the pier by the Sea Streak entrance. They've already gotten permission from Sea Streak, and they've done it every year. And I just wanted to make sure if anybody had any questions or concerns, and if not, I'll just give them our approval. Does anybody have any concerns or questions? No. Okay, thank you. Administrator report, Mr. Farragina.
Nothing to report this evening.
Thank you. Attorney report. Mr. Cannon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As you know, the CAPA construction litigation continues. Do not have an update for executive session tonight. There is no update from our last meeting. I wanted to ask the commissions for the commission's permission or approval to move forward with the settlement of a judgment that the commission holds against a former customer of the marina named Michael Acevedo. We have a judgment against Mr. Acevedo in the amount of $7,174.57, which has been recorded and is a public record in Trenton on the docket. Mr. Acevedo has been looking to clean up some of his debts. He entered into a loan modification for his home, I saw, on the federal court docket. And he's offered us $5,000 in satisfaction of the approximately $7,000 judgment. I wanted to mention that the current account at the harbor, this is a process we're going, as Lou and I worked on the abandoned boats last year, we're going to work on collections this year. When we obtain a judgment, we should freeze the account. We shouldn't continue to run the interest on the account. because technically, Mr. Acevedo could pass the $7,000, and I would have be required to give him a warrant of satisfaction, because it satisfies the judgments on the public docket. So that's always the catch-22 in collections. Do you let the debt grow bigger, or do you seek code enforcement actions to collect what you're owed at that moment in time? In this case, given that the judgment was pursued, the gentleman's offered 5/7 of the judgment, essentially, in bad debt parlance, that's about three times the amount you usually settle for. So I would recommend that the commission accept the $5,000 in satisfaction of the judgment. And then I had already talked to Jessica and Lou about updating our collections account so that if my office obtains a judgment, we will alert them and they'll freeze the account at that point. But in this case, because it continued to run, we'll have to do a write-off of that additional balance that technically doesn't really exist, and we'll have to note that in the resolution as well, like we've done in prior both cases. So with that, I would ask for someone, if get any questions, and if not, then a motion to give me permission. This will be more formally presented with the warrant satisfaction resolution, but I just wanted your permission to move forward to the next step with Mr. Acevedo's attorney, who's Eric Hausman.
I'll move to accept the $5,000 settlement and write off the additional interest that was posted after the settlement, after the judgment, please.
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Harbor Manager Report, Mr. Pfleger.
Yes, sir. Just so you know, I did get the mooring tackle inspections on December 28th. I was on vacation, but the day I came back, which was the 2nd, I sent out all the failed mooring tackle reports to the prospective customers. Basically, this year there were 46 that failed out of the 171 that we have. So, and then the following day, the 3rd, I sent out all the pass, every person that passed, I sent them out an email with their reports that they passed. Also, just so you all know, the generator we ordered from Foley for the harbor, should the power go out, came in right before I went on vacation. It is sitting in the garages, if anybody would like to take a look at it, in the harbor. It is on charge right now. We're expecting, I have a tentative date for January 22nd for training for the entire DPW and harbor guys on how to work that generator. So, and their supervisors, and borough mechanics, sorry. The Casco de-icers I ordered, they're all in and installed in the harbor, so that'll keep the water moving so it doesn't freeze. So you heard about C Street's contractors, they're working on the new ticket office, they're doing a really nice job. Also, abandoned boat titles. The chairman and I met with Jim today, and he's got two boats. I just got to get him some checks, and he can send it into the state, and hopefully within the next 2 months we'll have the titles on those two boats. The other boat, he's still got some more research to do. So, dump truck. I ordered the dump truck. Just so you know me, I don't like to borrow money. So it came out of 2024's budget. I had enough money in the budget at the end of the year to order it. The current dump truck we have, if you haven't seen it, you should go down and take a look at it. It's rotting out, and you know, I feel better. I mean, we started this 3 years ago, needing a new dump truck, and I have been doctoring it year after year after year to keep it going. And this year I was able to order it. So, just so you're aware, that's everything I have.
Okay. I just want to make sure everyone understands that the mooring inspections, they're inspecting they are tenant-owned, it's tenant-owned equipment. The tackle is owned by the tenant. It's not really the town's responsibility as far as the repair. So the 46 that have failed will be the responsibility of the owner of that particular mooring. Just wanted to clarify that. So
yes, I can absolutely verify that that's fine.
I take it you may have gotten a notification.
I passed this year, but it's the first time in a few years, I think.
Okay, good. Assistant manager report, Mr. White.
Luke covered everything, don't you?
Okay, thank you. Now is the public portion of our meeting. If anyone would like to address the commission, please raise your hand, state your name and address, and step forward so we can hear you. Okay, thank you. There's no executive session today. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you.